This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
What is up, everybody? It's Friday night, independent comics and independent wrestling. We are here tonight once again to talk about all the things we love. Well, maybe not all the things. Some things are not PG radio.
What do you mean, like things that we lost? What do you lost? Is this like some Dr. Phil shit? Is that what we're doing now?
Well, I lost pizza. I miss pizza.
Oh, man, don't say that. I like pepperoni.
What is up, everyone? I'm here with Fred. What's happening, Fred?
Not much, man. Now you got me thinking about pizza, though, so I don't know. I don't know if I can come back from this. God. Brooklyn style, Detroit style?
I don't know what Detroit style is, so I'm going to have to say Brooklyn style.
Okay.
I know what Chicago is. I know what Brooklyn is. I know what a California pizza is.
Okay. Do you like Chicago pizza? Because to me, Chicago pizza is kind of like pie. It's not necessarily pizza.
It's not really my thing. I never even was a big fan of, like, when Pizza Hut introduced the quote pan pizza. So that never really worked for me. So I'm gonna say no. I'm not a big Chicago. No.
Okay. I respect that. Yeah. But I do like their hot dogs.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Chicago hot dog with a pickle and the whole work. Yes. That's what I like. Lots of relish. Chicago does the dog right, for sure.
No, they don't put relish on that. They put, like, sauerkraut and peppers and stuff.
That's not the one I've had, then. I thought a Chicago-style dog is the one with the pickle, the tomato, mustard.
Oh, maybe it is. Onion. Okay, yeah, okay. You just said, like, relish and stuff, and I'm like, that sounds like something my grandpa ate.
Yeah. And then your Dodger dog, man. Can't beat a Dodger dog, I'm telling you. If you ever make it out to LA and go to the game, you got to have a Dodger dog.
What is that?
That's the dog they sell in Dodger Stadium.
Well, I get that, but what is it?
It's just delicious. You just got to trust me. It's their hot dog.
Okay, it's just rubbed in Dodger sweat.
It's rubbed in Dodger sweat all the way from Brooklyn to L.A.
All the way from Steve Sachs' sack. Shout out Steve Sachs.
It's from old Fernando Valenzuela all the way from down in Tijuana. Yeah.
I don't know about that. It sounds kind of dirty to me.
But at least they don't cheat. So.
Okay. I see what you did there.
I did. I have friends out here. Remember, we're out west. There's a lot of bitter people right now.
So. Yeah. Oh, they'll get over it. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame and I'll forgive them.
Yeah. It's baseball. So.
Yes. Yes.
Shit happens. Well, anyway, I guess we should talk about comics and wrestling because that's what our show's about.
Right.
So, what'd you read this week by any chance?
This week I read about 20 books, but for me, there was a few that stood out for me. Surprisingly enough, one of them's a Jeff Lemire book.
Oh, there's a shocker. Huh? You like the guy, huh?
Yeah. That's my Wichita State Shockers. good baseball team in college. Anyways, I read Gideon Falls, and nice. I was like 4 issues behind on it, so I would say 16 to 20. 20 is the last issue that I have read to. I don't think 21's came out yet, but for me, like, oh man, this story has taken so many turns and stuff, and there's a lot of things that I don't want to, like, ruin for you because I know you still have to read it.
Yeah, I think I'm 6 behind. I'm on issue 15.
Holy crap, that's like a whole trade. Yeah. But it's...
I trade weight in my own special way.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, he saves all that money with DCBS and he binds them himself.
Yeah. Could you imagine? I take a, what's it called? A hole punch, pop some holes in it, put in a three-ring binder.
I don't think you would do that because you're trying to keep it nice. I know that you're trying to collect it. I mean, that might be something my kids would do, but yeah. But this book, man, it's taken a lot of turns in some different directions. Like, we're getting more about the What was the main guy? The Laughing Bishop Man? And stuff?
Oh.
The Bishop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I believe you've seen the part where they went to the new land with the crosses, right?
Didn't yes, you see that part? I think the last one I read might have been when they first discovered that stuff. Or okay. I may have read one right after. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so 20 takes you right to that place. They make it there.
Mm.
And, man, it gets pretty freaking crazy. And, I mean, paired with Andrea Sorrentino's art, this book is creepy, man. And it's creepy in the way that, you know, most people, I know I grew up Catholic and things, and Jeff Lemire always does the Catholic thing, and some of that stuff just is crazy and scary as hell to me with the things that have came
mm-hmm.
we've come to know about, like Catholicism and things like that. So man, this dude, I really get him, and maybe it's because we're around the same age and things, and I get Jeff, he likes hockey, I like hockey, he's from Toronto. I mean, he's a Maple Leaf fan. I can hate on him for that, but just for a moment, because that's my second favorite team. So, I'm enjoying that book, man. It's one I'm really enjoying. What about you? What's one you're enjoying?
One I'm enjoying right now. Well, I just read, and it was last night. I read one and two of James Bond, and I'd heard a lot of good things about it, so I knew it was going to be good. And then also, it's co-written by Vida Ayala, one of my favorite writers. So I definitely, for that reason alone, is why I picked it up. Because, you know, a James Bond book, I was kind of like, It's kind of like what we did with Lone Ranger way back in the street level floppy days. You're like, get the Lone Ranger book. And I'm like, Lone Ranger. But it was really good. Same thing. This is really good. The dialogue's amazing. James Bond is really cocky and kind of a bit of an arrogant asshole in this one. And her other main character is a strong black woman, no surprise, coming from Vita writing it. And there's this cool, like, heist almost. Like, they're trying to figure out who stole the painting is the big thing. But it's really interesting and exciting to see how they go about it. And Bond is just a real cocky. Like, this is definitely the Daniel Craig Bond from the very first of his movies. Like, he really thinks he's the shit. Kind of James Bond, like he's not the suave, laid back, kind of smooth over with the ladies. No, he's pretty blunt, and he thinks he's the shit. And it's just written really good, and the art's awesome. And I'm glad I got into it. And like I said, I never would have thought a James Bond book would be something I would put her near the top of my list, but I really like it. Really, really like it.
Yeah, she does a lot of really good writing. I've read everything she's done except for that.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's a large team. I'm trying to remember who else writes with her, because there's two writers, there's two colorists, and then an artist and a letterer. And the writer is the writer from Vagrant Queen.
Vagrant Queen.
No, it's not. So someone else must have done, or maybe it's not Vagrant Queen. Give me a second. But I'll look that up when we move on. What's some other comics that you liked? And I'll look that up really fast.
Okay. The other comic book that I've caught up on is Death or Glory. I read 7 and 8 recently. 8 is the last issue. And man, Rick Remender has some crazy stuff in his books. In issue 7... there was a part where the two milkmaid ladies, or I don't know what you call them, trying to have a little push-push time. That's how my Mexican friends say it. with the guy that's the germaphobe.
And the germaphobe, dude.
Yeah, and he puts on the body condom. And I haven't seen anyone rock a body condom since Naked Gun and Leslie Nielsen. I think that was Naked Gun 2, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And, man, the 8th issue is kind of pretty creepy, but it's back to the chase stuff, because if you read anything with Death or Glory, it's a total chase book, total adrenaline rush. And with Bengal's art, Bengal is like super good art, man.
Yes,
as you well know. But some of the covers and things like that you can get that are Bengal too are outstanding as well. But the book, it's one of my favorites. And of course, you know, I'm a big Remender fan as well. So those were two of the books that stood out for me.
Yeah, I shouted out Bengal this morning. I read 8, and 8 was awesome. I told him it reminded me of, you know, the George Miller movies, like a Mad Max movie. That just the whole that whole chase scene with all the cars and that big crane and the semis and motorcycles getting wiped out left and right, and just it was awesome. It was like just all like boom, boom. It just felt like it was a race. You know, this is just a comic book page, but you felt like the speed and the excitement of this crazy chase out in the desert. And it was really awesome. So
yeah, there's something about Rick Remender. Like any book that he does, he always pairs the perfect artist with anything he does, whether it's Deadly Class or Black Science or 7 to Eternity. He finds the right artist to just match up with the storytelling of that genre that he writes. And man, he just, every book he does is so well done.
Yeah. I love this book. The book you're talking about, there's a lot of humor. I like cars, so that was awesome. The person I was thinking of is Danny Lohr, and it's Queen of Bad Dreams, not Vagrant Queen.
Okay, yeah, I know. Okay.
So I was going to throw back to something we talked about last week that I saw kind of come across the Twitter sphere last week. Someone posted that you don't need to be or know about art to critique comic book art. And I kind of wanted to throw, because we talked about it, my little opinion on that. My background is I'm a graphic designer. I have a degree in it. So I have a basic understanding of color theory, layout, typography. But I kind of look at that as like, I know how to work on my car, but I shouldn't be on I shouldn't be in the pit down in NASCAR. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Well,
I'm not.
I don't think
they would
let you down there in the first place. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, so. But you know what I mean. I don't. I know some stuff, but I'm not a comic book artist.
Right.
And comic book art is a different. It's a very specific style of art, and they actually offer degrees in it. It's called sequential art. And
right.
Well, I was trying to say last week. Sure, we can all critique it. It's fun, but I feel like I have no business telling you what's great. Art is subjective, right. And I'm not an artist, comic book artist myself, to tell you who's the best and who isn't.
Right, and that's where you hit it right on the nail on the head is right there when you said art is subjective. Everything's subjective. So how can, well, you might think like I could like look at somebody and be like, wow, she's beautiful, and you could be like, no, she's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or things like that, or you'd be like, you know, you could find. Somebody could find something minimal and something and love it, and somebody else has to be wowed, and that's where we're all different. Because if we all were the same person and stuff, this place would be boring as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like, you know, because we are all different, and we should embrace our differences, not just like single out somebody for it. But back to what you mentioned, like the art and stuff, I can't judge somebody's art. I don't have a degree in it. No. I can barely draw stick figures. So who am I to tell you that's ugly art? I mean, that's your art. That's your take on the project. You know, when the author gave you the list of things that he wanted to see, and you took his words and put them there, and that's what I respect, because they took somebody's vision. And yeah, and I can't do that. I can barely figure out what the hell I'm going to say next.
Yeah, sequential art is hard. It's very hard. It's a different ballgame. Like, I remember something an art teacher once told me is it kind of applies to this. Like, when you're putting together, like, ideas to make a pitch for, like, an ad. And he goes, well, how long is it going to take you to do that? I go, I don't know, this many hours or that many. Because that is it worth what you're going to get paid for that? Is it worth putting 12 hours into that? Probably not. He goes, it's a shitty idea. Toss it. And that's kind of, I think about comic book artists. They not only have to draw well, they have to get their deadlines. They're not like the cover guy. The cover guy can make an extravagant painting, and it's just beautiful. You know, the Alex Rosses, the Bengals, the Jenny Fries, and I mean, all those great, you know, Jan Battelle that do the covers, they have a little more time. Then, like, say, Gerard's, like, we got to get Batman out monthly. And you got a special one coming. And you got, or, you know, or Coppola, or anyone that you like that's doing the actual interiors. You got to be fast, too. So that's another thing that has to be factored into that, you know. And I don't know. I'm just not. I have no business. I mean, there's occasionally I've told you once. I've told you since we've done the show that, man, I hate that art. But I've never said it publicly. I just kind of keep it to myself.
Well, you told me, but I'm not going to tell anybody either.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We were just talking about Buck, and I'm like, man, that was bad. There's a lot I didn't like about it. But
he said I couldn't get past that.
Yeah, I just couldn't. But I'm not out here because you know what? Other people think their book's great. So there you go. End of that.
But yet, like that same book, I don't pay attention to that much detail. So I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out to me. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a little odd. But I mean, I'm more into like the reading. I look at the pictures and things like that and I enjoy them, especially, you know, like some of the great, like I mentioned, the Death or Glory book.
Yeah.
Or, you know, books like that. And like, I'll take in everything because there's things that are, you know, if you don't take it in, you could miss something because there's so much action. But like, that particular book, there wasn't that much action. So.
Yeah. So I will praise things that I like, but don't take me as I'm an art critic and I'm telling you who the best artists are, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Like Shaquille O'Neal said, don't fake the funk on no nasty dunk.
Amen.
Shaq Fu.
So what are some other cool comics you read this week?
I caught up on Reaver, and you know that I'm not a huge fan of fantasy stuff and things like that. But that one, man, it's actually a really good book. And you know, a lot of fantasies require a lot of walking and things like that, and I'm not a fan of that. So, but I even praised Justin Jordan on Twitter about it and things like that. And I think the 12th or the 16th. One of those days in February, the trade comes out. So I highly suggest, coming from a guy that doesn't like fantasy, to pick it up because it's wowed me.
It's an amazing looking book. I mean, the art is really cool. The story's good. Yeah, it is. Like you said, it's fantasy, a little Dungeon Dragon-y. There's a quest, but it was very mature. The last issue just blew me away. I read the last one today. I was caught up, but I hadn't read the last one. And it was so like, kind of even a little sad, you know. There's some characters that have to make sacrifices in order for them to succeed. And I can't wait for the next one. I'm, you know, you're talking about the trade. I can't wait till they get that trade out so they can hurry up and start the next arc. So really cool.
Oh, one more that I want to hit. Mm-hmm. I read it today. Killadelphia.
Ooh,
number two.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I said this a lot too. I'm not into like Interview with a Vampire, things like that. I mean, I do like Blade. Blade was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But this book is really great looking. The writing, it just sucks you in. And see what I did there? That's a pun on Vampire sucked you in. No, I didn't mean that, but no pun intended. But it does suck you in. And it's really good. And it kind of like, now it's like, tying in John Quincy or John Adams into it too, and being like Patient Zero, I believe they said. And I was like, wow, it's good. And when you told me that the writer did what's the Wu-Tang Saga on Hulu?
Yep, he did that. And Runaways. And he also wrote something for American Gods on Showtime.
Yes, and they're all three really good shows, and I was like, whoa, I don't know if this is his first attempt at comics, but if it is, we need to keep him here.
This book is amazing. I'm with you. That's another really, really good book. If I were going to say there's a book you should go buy if you haven't bought and you're listening to our show, that's the one. It's two issues. Get it. I really doubt you'd be disappointed. I'd be shocked because there's more to it than just vampires.
Right. It's the whole crime noir stuff, like would you say like CSI stuff? Like that involved. It's really intriguing. And then to see where this all stemmed from in the second issue where it all began, I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And the characters are really fleshed out, their motivations, like who looks to be one of our main bad guys. You see, his motivation is really cool, why he's going to be a bad guy. So definitely, definitely check that out. What I'm going to say is I read this today as I read Heist 2. And I told you how much I liked Heist last time. And just as good, man. It's like, okay, so they, you know how in the first one he talked about he was recruiting that those certain people to build his team? Uh-huh. Well, now they take it a next layer. He's happy with that. Now he's got to recruit his next layer of people. So I don't know. I really dig it. I dig the dialogue. The characters are really interesting. The kid's still there. You'll be happy to hear.
On issue 2, how long do they spend at the strip club?
They don't.
They don't?
But you know the guy that saves them at the very end of issue 1?
Like the gigolo looking dude?
Yeah, Well, they go to his house, which is like a strip club in itself. So
it's an after hours
club. Yeah, it's an after hours party.
Oh, hey. Skinamax.
A little bit like the Playboy Mansion going on over there. Ooh. So, and there's a dog, dude. So you know I like it.
There's all doggy style. I see what you did there.
There you go. And then, that Heist is one that I would definitely have done doggy style. Oh yeah. My.
Yeah. Did you want to hit before we move on to the wrestling portion? I know you mentioned that you wanted to talk about Lock and Key and was it Bloodshot? Yeah.
And what was the other one? Bloodshot? Yeah. Let's do Bloodshot first.
Are you kids? Okay.
We want to end on a happy note.
For who?
You like Bloodshot better than you like Lock and Key?
Oh, okay. I was confused. Never mind.
Yeah,
sorry.
We want to end on a happy note. So okay, Lock and Key second.
Okay.
Bloodshot looks dated to me. That trailer. It looks like a movie that was made like in the 90s or something.
Okay. You know what I mean? Get that. What I thought too. But then when I seen that, I was like, you know what? Maybe they did cast the right guy for
it. Well, he doesn't need to talk much. So that's a good thing. So we don't need him to talk much. Maybe he can just say family once in a while.
He'd be like, oh, the things we do for our country. Was that in from Triple X or something?
Yeah, I think so. But you know, it has what's her name? It has Elisa Gonzalez. She's hot, so that's positive.
Do you think that this is based on the Jeff Lemire run?
I hope so, but I'm worried it's not. But I hope so. It is showing him as a soldier.
Yeah,
but I'm sure it's a modern soldier. Like he's probably gonna be somewhere in the Middle East.
I have to admit, even though I'm not a huge Vin Diesel fan, I am kind of excited, and I will go see this at the movie theater because I do like Bloodshot a lot, the character. And I do think that Vin Diesel looks like him. So, I mean, who else could you cast for him?
True.
Like Jason Statham? I mean, who else is bald?
The Rock. The Rock's in everything, so.
No, you can't use The Rock. The Rock is too big to be him, don't you think so?
Probably, but he'd find a way to make it work. The Rock is also too funny for a character that doesn't talk much. So it'd be a waste of his talent.
Yeah. I mean, I think that because in the comics he doesn't have a lot of like character either, and neither does Vin Diesel. So maybe it is perfect casting because that guy he seems to be like the same person in every movie, whether he's the nanny or he's the guy from Triple X. So.
Well, the nanotech stuff looked kind of cool, how he was rebuilding his arms and everything. So I'll give him that. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm definitely down to see it. I want to see it. And actually, a couple of my friends asked me about it and stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's one of the comics that I do read and stuff. I wonder which run it's taken from. But I just want to I'll go see it after I see Bad Boys, though.
Yeah, I'd rather see Bad Boys. Bad Boys is higher on my list. I liked Bad Boys. I grew up with Bad Boys, so. Yeah. And then you have, those two have chemistry. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith have chemistry, so I'm with you on that.
Yes, sir.
So Lock and Key. The funny thing is I'm doing a reread of Lock and Key right now. And I'm on volume 4 of the trade. I'm doing it on Comixology. And I haven't decided whether I'm going to count it towards my 500 comic goal or whatever, the hashtag we're doing, where we're reading all the comics. Probably should talk about that in a bit. But anyway, it looked good to me. It looks a little more childish than horror, but that makes sense because you're going for a bigger market. So it kind of looked a little more like a fairy tale, I would say, than maybe the comic comes across where the comic comes across much
right. It, more it of seems a like they're focusing on the house more. So the tragedy of his father. I'm not even sure if they're gonna even show it. I know you and I have talked about this, and you said, how do you think that they'll throw it in there? And you mentioned maybe like flashbacks and things like that.
Yeah, I'd say flashback.
Yeah, because I don't think you want to show it in the first episode, because that might turn some people off. That yeah. might. But if you slowly introduce it, then that will be great. But I wonder, like, because what is it, 6 trades long?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's like, all kinds of little side stuff and everything. But
right. So how much of the stuff in the trades is going to be in the show? And how much is going to be, like, just made up for the show? That's what I'm wondering.
I'm going to say 70-30. That would be a number I'd be happy with. I could tolerate 60-40, but if it's 50-50, I probably am not going to like it as much. You know what I mean?
Right, because remember when Deadly Class came out?
Uh-huh.
It took the first two trades to do one season, right?
Yeah.
Now, if it takes 2 trades to do... Which I don't think it'll be more, because isn't Lock and Key only 4 issues, or is it 5?
4 issues.
Okay, so now we're talking 3 trades for one season possibly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or is it 5 issues? I don't remember now.
It might be 5.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But there is a lot to cover, and if they really want to build up the characters, they may give it more time. And I think they're really going to use flashbacks more. And the books do use flashbacks occasionally. Occasionally, the oldest son does have flashbacks.
Yes.
He thinks back to some things that happened. And he's kind of a bit of the narrator. The daughter is a little bit, but the son is the one who keeps going back to things that happened. You see, like, that crazy guy that killed the parents. They killed the dad. There's, like, scenes that flash back to the two of them having interactions because they went to the same high school.
Right.
In the comic. Yep. So they might do stuff like that, where that's a fast way to get through stuff without, you know.
There's 6 issues in the...
Oh, okay. That's a lot of comics, actually.
Yeah, so we're talking 36 total.
Mm.
36 floppies.
Yeah.
That's
a lot. Yeah. Well, that means they have a lot of material, and hopefully we can get multiple seasons. It's hard for me to talk about. It's like kind of how I felt about Deadly Class. Like, I didn't want to give away what happens at graduation on Deadly Class to the people that were just watching the show for the first time and I had read the comics. I'm like, oh, you guys have no idea the twist that's coming. You know, you have no idea what's going to happen to the rats. So it's the same way I kind of feel about Lock and Key, is I don't know how much to talk about it and possibly ruin it for people who want to just watch the... Because I have friends who are... They're all about the visual media. They're not interested in the comics. They'll ask me questions like, but don't spoil it for me, but tell me about this character. Like, I got a lot of calls about Morbius, for example, because they saw that trailer.
I got the same ones.
See, so I get that. And so I don't want to, you know, like, ruin too much, because I know they're not going to go get the comic. I could suggest it, but they're not going to go get it. And so it's like, okay, I don't want to blow some of these twists coming. So... But
yeah, I mean, I'm excited for all that. And I mean, even the stuff in the past, I think that going forward in the future that we should talk about other things that have been adapted or...
Sounds good to me.
For like TV or movies. Like, I know we did, is it Hell's Kitchen is one, right?
Yeah,
is
you that what it's called? Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, the Kitchen, is that what it's called?
That's the one with the Mafia Wives, right?
Is that like Ollie Masters, right? He wrote that. Is that who?
And I've read the book.
Okay.
But I have not seen the movie yet.
Me either. But I'm thinking about I should rent that because it's on Prime. Oh.
Maybe read the book second, because I've heard that it's not as good of a show. But I think the book is right up your alley. It has a little bit of that kind of like Hot Lunch Special crime noir family monsters, you know, like a family that's in the mob, but they're not your traditional members because it's the wives, so it's not like just like a Hot Lunch Special. It's the younger family that run the sandwich shop versus
they're all Irish because they're in Hell's Kitchen, right?
Are they all Irish? You know what, I don't think so, but I may be wrong. If they're all Irish or not, because I don't think they're all... Are they all sisters? Yes, they all are. They all are sisters, I believe. But they might not be sisters in the show, because no, they can't all be sisters in the movie. I mean, they could be half-sister, but...
Well, you know, the Irish people do get around.
Yeah.
My grandma was married 3 times.
All right. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First world problems.
But yeah, I'm all for that. Adding those. Of course, once we delve into the movie and TV shows, I'm warning you, having done a podcast with that, is some more fools come out of the woodwork about that stuff than do about the comics. So,
it's okay. I'll just put it out there now. I hate hobbits.
I am surprised you haven't got more backlash for that. I really am.
It's okay. I mean, I tolerate them. I've watched the stuff. I'm going to watch the Amazon Prime stuff when it comes out of it. So
yeah, those Lord of the Rings people are going to come after you, man.
Yeah, it's okay. So. One ring to rule it all. You ever seen that movie, Kevin Smith?
Yeah. Yes, I have. All right. On that note, let's jump into the wrestling. All right. Well, it's time to wrestle. Joey's joined us with his ugly Yankees hat. Sorry.
You're not from Boston, too, are you?
No, hell no. Though I'm probably going to piss off our Boston listeners. No, I'm not a Boston guy
either.
Well,
Dr. Joe might be mad.
Yeah, he might be.
That's about it.
That's okay. We have Yankee blood in our family.
Look at you. Got a Michigan hat with a Yankee hat.
Yeah.
What's his name? Not the guy that started over Brady. Wasn't he a Yankee also? The quarterback started over Brady.
Oh, Drew Henson. Yeah, Drew Henson
was a Yankee, wasn't he?
Yeah. Go Blue.
And El Capitan, Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Was Michigan ball player. So was Tom Brady.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Michael Phelps. Jim Harbaugh. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, you can keep Harbaugh.
Khakis.
You didn't say no hoopsters. Come on, it's Detroit, man.
Chris Webber.
Yeah, Chris Webber. Jalen Rose. I'm more of a Jalen Rose than a Webber guy.
Me too. Actually, in my basement, I have a pair of his Fab Five shorts.
Nice.
Weirdo.
His inseam is humongous.
Yeah. Huge. Have you read the Mitch Albom book where he talks about traded like one of the taller players for bigger shorts or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have. I got that book.
Yeah, good book.
And you got the shorts, too.
I got his shorts, too, yeah. I put it right in the middle of the book.
Right.
Bookmarker.
Right in between.
Boy.
You got something to say?
No.
Okay.
We are off topic again to start the wrestling part like we did with the comic part. So I guess we should get back on topic.
We're wrestling with this topic right now.
Wrestling with this topic. But we're going to turn it over to Joey because Joey watched NXT UK, which I heard was pretty amazing, but I have canceled the network. So, and I don't have Hulu, so I have no way to watch it.
I don't think you can watch TakeOver off of Hulu.
You could watch the regular TakeOvers, but I don't know if you could watch the NXT UK TakeOvers. I don't know. But you used to be able to watch the regular TakeOvers. But it doesn't matter. I don't have either. So it's not that I wouldn't watch it. It's that I'm not going to pay for another service.
You kind of missed out.
I heard.
Had some great matches.
Hit me with the highlights. I've heard some good things.
Okay. So overall, best match had to be Jordan Devlin versus Tyler Bate because these two.
Because he's Irish?
They're both like 20-something. And Devlin's like trained by Valor and... I don't know about Bate, though, but the crowd loves him. It's like, it was the best match out of all of them. But,
what did he do? He did like an airplane spin for like 3.5 minutes.
Oh, wow. So is Devlin a heel right now? Because since I don't watch NXT UK, is he a heel?
Because they don't like him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Irish.
Yeah, probably. It is NXT UK. So, what else? What else happened?
They had Joe Coffey versus Walter. And Walter won. Yeah, so was that for the championship?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You watched
Walter
it.
Retained his title. Okay. And who are their new tag title champions? I don't remember.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, well, I don't remember that. But
what about the ladies?
The women's match, seeing you watch normal NXT, you know that Tony Storm wanted to do the championship.
Tony the two champion. Belts.
But she lost.
Ooh, so much for that.
And what's her name? Kaylee Ray retained.
Nice, I like her Kaylee title. Ray.
Like Tony Storm, like she ended, like she like put the finish on Piper, and then like Kaylee Ray just kicked her off of her and won the title.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're gonna be mad about that.
So I got a question. Do you think that means, since you watch it, that she may be leaving NXT UK to transition to become just NXT?
She could be. Like, she's good enough.
Because I was always shocked that Rhea Ripley passed her by, because about a year ago at this time, it was Toni Storm that was supposed to be the next big thing, not Rhea Ripley. And then, you know, we fast forward to a whole other year, and Rhea Ripley's the big thing, and Tony's kind of, like, forgotten over there in NXT UK.
So. Yeah. I think they're gonna keep Kaylee Ray as the champ, and Toni Storm might show up to NXT, and like Kaylee Ray might fight. Will she fight Rhea Ripley for both championships?
She might go to Impact and win the heavyweight belt.
Because she can do both.
She probably could.
what else do they have?
But yeah, I mean, they've got so much, and kind of. Well, segue into NXT for me is I think that Survivor Series is going to be we need to get used to saying goodbye to Baszler and Keith Lee. I think they both go up for Survivor Series, and they may not come back down. Or not Survivor Series, for Rumble.
Oh.
I don't watch WWE, so I kind of mess up. But for Rumble, I think they both go up. They're in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. And by WrestleMania, they are both regular roster on the main roster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's nothing left for Baszler to do in NXT.
They might do the Four Horsemen women versus Four Horsewomen. Wait, will Baszler bring up the other two that just follow her?
I sure hope not, unless they're just going to be like clown lackeys, because, I mean, no offense, they're not very good.
She could bring them with her, but like, I don't think...
They're not even good enough for AEW.
They're not going to wrestle. Like
they're not.
Just wrestle that one match.
I know, that's what I said.
They're not good enough for AEW. You're right. And AEW is pretty piss poor right now. So, yeah. I would agree with you there. They're not ready. And when you think of how much talent there is in NXT, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she can bring them with her. But, like, they don't have to wrestle unless it's, like, for that match. And they don't even have to be tagged in. It could be just Ronda and Shayna.
I guess Ronda and Shayna are really, because even Ronda's not that great. They're gonna have to. You're putting them in there with four of the best main roster women.
Versus
basically Shayna.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're putting in there with like kind of like a couple of good ones and then a couple of popular ones. They're all legitimately good wrestlers, and I don't know. It's risky. Risky. I think maybe you don't do it. I think. You maybe
they're
just
have
them
wait.
All ringside, okay. And you just do a Becky, Ronda thing, or a Becky Shayna.
Becky and Charlotte maybe versus the other two.
Maybe something like that. I mean, I don't follow the main roster enough to know what their stories are right
not
now.
Really.
But I just think it's gonna be weird losing Baszler. Baszler was so good. She was so
I feel
good.
Like
in
that
NXT.
She could use the other two as like her like. Like, if she wanted to start something with somebody, she could have those two run out and just attack them.
Yeah, so just kind of
like doesn't that how she uses them now?
Pretty much.
Isn't, wasn't this week on, I didn't watch it, but I think I read this, that Bianca Belair is the number one contender now?
Yep, she won to be the number one contender, but she's not going to win. There's no way they're taking it off Baszler off Ripley this soon. One, and not to put it on Bianca Belair. I mean,
no, I
like Bianca Belair, but she's not going to be the flagship.
I think she's going to Royal Rumble too. I really think that they're going to do a women. Are they doing a women's Rumble
yes,
again?
They are.
Then she'll show up.
You think so? What I've
noticed because the Street Profits are always there too.
That's true. So maybe they do put them together. But you know what I've noticed? That the people that have gotten the call-ups recently are people that are not being featured on NXT and are kind of like AEW level wrestlers. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, they're about the level as Britt Baker. Okay. Chelsea Kane has been on WWE recently. Vertrosa has been on WWE.
Chelsea Green.
Green. Sorry. I said Kane.
Who is Chelsea Kane? Why is that?
I think she's
familiar?
A guitar player. I think it she's the one
familiar.
Who does the music for one of the female wrestlers on the main roster. I believe she's a guitar player.
That name sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I think I follow her. So Fedrosa has been on the main roster. And I saw that Casey Cannizzaro is back and she's going to be on the main roster. So they probably looked at them and said, they're not really able to go with our NXT talent, but they're good enough to go up there and be fed to the four horsewomen.
But they're like Liv Morgan type
wrestling. Yeah, so they're just going to get their ass kicked to put over the
but
four horsewomen.
But they have names, though.
Yeah.
But they have names.
What do you mean by Liv Morgan? Like eye candy?
No, like she's okay. Like, but she has a name, but she still gets squashed every time.
Yeah, she gets squashed. But yeah, she's eye candy.
She has a name.
You don't have to lie. She is eye candy. But
yeah, he's protecting himself because that's how he has to be at school. She has a name, guys.
But yeah, so and what do you think about Keith Lee? What I said, do you think Keith Lee's going up? I think they want him up there bad.
Yeah, he's a big dude that can move like Bam Bam Bigelow. I mean, better than him. So
he can move like Ricochet. Well, not really.
No, you can't move like Ricochet. You're crazy. No. Drug test. We're drug testing you after this
again.
Shit. What the hell?
Again?
You're going to say that 300-pound offensive lineman dude can move like a running back.
No.
That's not genetically possible.
Yeah, it's. But he's good. He's good, and he fits what they want, and... I see no point holding him back just to have the title for a while, like to take it from Adam Cole. For what point? He's ready to go up there. Get him involved in the real things. He should be like the IC or the US title. That's where he should be fighting. You know, getting in the mix up there. He should be throwing with Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe and all those guys. That'd
Kevin
be
Owens
awesome.
Never stayed in NXT after that match.
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
After War Games, he never stayed in NXT.
No, it was just to get ratings. Yeah. Which, let's jump to AEW in the ratings. They're killing them. Once again, they beat them.
By over 200,000 again.
And I have to admit, I told you I thought they were going to drop. I thought what they did the week before was going to cost them, and it didn't cost them a bit. I think that everything is shaken out. This is what AEW is going to get, and this is what NXT is going to get. The NXT bump that we got was WWE talent.
Doesn't AEW get recorded next week? Like,
yeah,
it's not live?
Tuesday.
So that's where NXT is going to take it, because people are going to be like, oh, I know who wins. It doesn't matter.
But can they spoil it from the boat? Because
spoil it from the boat, but I supposedly it'd be a lot tougher to spoil it from the boat, I think.
I think they said that, like, you shouldn't, like, live stream it or something.
Who are your sources?
What's that one dude's name? The guy, the
Is this the
guy?
Same one that told you Kalisto was joining?
No, that was just me. who's the wrestling podcast guy you listen to in the morning?
Salamonster?
Yeah, he said something like that. Because he's on the boat.
Well, I heard that they are going to actually dock for that when they do that. They're not going to do that out from the middle of the sea, because that would cost them like so much money to try to do that, to
and
send it. But they're going to actually dock somewhere, and it's a Caribbean cruise, right? So maybe somewhere on the Caribbean or somewhere on the Gulf of Mexico, wherever the cruise goes.
I think they're going to the Bahamas, so I'm guessing that they go to, like, Nassau, because I've taken that cruise before. And they usually dock, and they stop in Nassau, the Bahamas, where Atlantis and stuff is, that a hotel.
Okay.
And maybe that's where they're doing it, right there.
That makes sense. That they're probably going to dock, and it will be in that general area. So it may just be earlier in the same day. So you're right. It could get spoiled. Someone's going to spoil it, I guess. But we'll see. Don't have most of your talent. So definitely not have your world champion.
I think people, they're still going to tune in. So if there's a title change, people are going to still want to see it.
Mm-hmm. There won't be a
not
title
a title
change. Yeah.
Then maybe people will be like, oh, they didn't win the belts, because isn't it the Omega Page happening there?
That's true. The tag team belts, that would be a title change that could happen. I don't think
who's it against?
The heavyweight
SCU. Champ.
SCU. Versus?
Hangman and Omega.
Oh, well, that's dumb. They're not going to win.
What? Are you crazy? They got to put him out.
SCU's got to win.
No.
Yeah, like,
SCU later.
No, SCU's going to lose to, like, what, Private Party or something. Because
they're
a smaller tag team.
No, because they need to set up the Page Omega turn. One of them's going to turn. And it'll be more interesting if they have belts.
Right.
Would it be like, because I don't even see the titles, like, ever. I barely remember what they look like. So they're trying to make it, like, so... Like, you see him every week?
Because you want to have Omega. If Omega, you get Omega and Hangman Page on TV more with belts, and they start their drama together, more people are going to tune in. Because Omega's over. Even though he isn't, like, winning and stuff, every time he's in there, everybody's cheering for him.
But he
everybody's
is winning
doing
now,
it for Hangman.
Fred. He's been winning the last, like, month. And I think we're starting to, we're hitting that where they, okay, now it's time for the Omega run.
Right,
and I think this is part of the up the ladder.
Right, because Moxley's going to take the title off of Jericho, and then Omega keeps winning. Hangman turns on him, so he gets a little pitter-patter to get him over. And then after he beats down Hangman, then he's going to win the title from Moxley. And eventually Omega is going to lose that title to Hangman, because finally Hangman's going to be over.
And then Hangman will lose to Cody.
You're
see
the
what
one
I did
to
there?
Plan something.
And then Hangman will lose to Cody.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the one to plan something, because you said Marty Scurll was going to show up.
Okay. Well, you said Kalisto is in AAA, and that should never happen.
Marty's not showing up. Marty swerved everybody.
He actually resigned with the NXT or WWE today.
I know. No, Kalisto. Yeah.
Resigned. Speaking of Marty, so let's get into the free agent stuff. That means you have
Marty
to watch NWA, Marty Lover. That's where Marty's going to spend a lot of his time, is in the NWA. He's going
to
be on the show this next week.
NWA?
Yep, it's already been announced. Marty's going to be there.
Because he's going to be good at this. He's going to make Ring of Honor, like, normal Ring of Honor.
Who would have thought Ring of Honor had to go to NWA to get good? Oof. Burn.
Are they still doing highlights?
I don't know. I don't watch.
Yeah, they did do some.
That's terrible.
No, yeah. It was okay for me because I've never seen any of this stuff. So I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I'm catching up.
Maybe that's the way to do it. Don't watch for like a month and then go watch Stylite Joe.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you, though. If it just stays a highlight show, they're not going to hook me. They need to.
No, it had a few highlights, but then the thing that I got out of it is Alex Shelley fought Jonathan Gresham. And we all know that Alex Shelley is in NXT, so I'm like, how old is this match?
Yeah, no doubt.
But it was a good match. I mean, there was some decent matches shown on there, and they've been focusing on other guys that kind of are reinventing themselves that have been in wrestling for a while, which was interesting. But they also had, like, Flamita Rey Orez and another guy, I can't remember who, has the triple tag or the three-man tag.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't in there before. They were basically in MLW or AAA. Now it seems like they're in Ring of Honor now, and that's obviously something that Marty has set up because he likes that style of wrestling.
Yep.
Does he?
I think Marty could fix them. I agree. And I think Marty could be a bridge to AEW. I think Marty could be a bridge to New Japan. He's already a bridge to...
Is he trying to, like, are they making, like, this an Empire thing?
Why not?
It could work.
And then you do a big pay-per-view where you get the stars from all promotions.
Is it the independent scene is...
Yeah.
It's possible because Colt Cabana did a appearance on AEW.
Yep.
And he did the play-by-play. So, I mean, he's Ring of Honor and NWA. I think he's done with Ring of Honor for right now, but it's not to say that he won't resign. But
Yeah, there's a lot going on. As long as everyone stays away from Impact, I think everything's going to be okay. It's Impact that's a disaster over there in the corner. But
yeah. Starts with their champ.
Yeah.
And then everybody just leans on AAA for a little mid-card stuff.
But to be honest, AEW has been good at lending. I mean, Kenny's been there twice. He's never been to Mexico before AEW, and he's been there twice.
But has any wrestlers been on AEW from there?
Laredo Kid.
But that was like once.
And in the women's battle royal, they had Fabi Apache.
So you got you. Boom.
That was like years ago.
You got served.
That was all last year.
They're making two shows. They're going to have more space for them. What can I say?
Making two shows?
Yeah, they're going to have a second show now.
What's it called?
AEW Dark.
But it's going to be on TV.
Yeah, and they're going to repackage it.
For different days?
I heard that AAA might cause some, might be a reason why,
I'm the AAA guy. Whisper in my ear.
I'm talking. AAA is the reason why New Japan might not work with AEW because they work with CMLL.
Lies.
And those two companies, CMLL and AAA, do not like each other.
Because they used to be together.
Yeah.
Used to be one.
Some serious. That's some WWE AEW shit right there. Right? CMLL and AAA, there's just, it's not happening. You're not getting
CMLL is the traditional and traditional Mexican wrestling, and the AAA is clowns and craziness.
Like AEW, spots.
Yeah. Well, Jericho needs to work his magic because he got his start in CMLL. Maybe he's the one that can be the bridge to get them to all work together and stuff like that. Come on, Jericho.
New Japan does work with CMLL.
Yeah. The LIJs, but not they're not the LIJs. The Mexican version of it.
Yeah.
It's in CMLL with Rush. It's Rush and it's
it's
Dragon
Tejano.
Lee.
Wait, no, not Tejano. The Scorpion, dude.
Yeah. So they're all, and that's CMLL.
It's the Hispanic Shield.
Yeah. No, because that's AAA, right? Because I thought the Los Inogrolables are in CMLL.
Yeah, Joe, get it together.
Because Rush isn't in AAA.
A Scorpion's a part of it. But I don't know about Tejano and them. I don't think they're a part of it.
But I think it's cool. I think that there's a lot opening up. I mean, New Japan just is getting a new TV deal. MLW is getting a new TV deal. So
you yell at me for tapping the table and you're clinking those things together.
You play drums on the table.
I'm trying to keep my hands away from the table.
Tapping up beats. But yeah,
he likes to beat things.
Lots of TV. Lots of TV deals being done. Which is good for wrestling. I don't know if I'm going to have time to watch it all, but.
I don't. But it's exciting that he's taking over Ring of Honor. That's okay.
So, some other free agents that are out there. Where's Cross go? I told you my theory on Cross.
MLW.
That's his final destination?
Well, for right now.
Yeah, for now.
I think he goes to NXT, though.
You think so? Yeah. Marty didn't go to NXT. He could have went with his wife, and he didn't go. Maybe Cross takes the money and goes to AEW.
Well, they do have a lot more money because of that contract. So.
Is Cross American?
Yes.
Or is he? Okay.
I think Killer Cross would be perfect as the leader of the Dark Order.
Oh.
He all of a sudden, the Dark Order goes from a clown show to legit.
I told him it was Jack Evans.
No, first you told me it's Marty, but yeah.
Yeah.
But then,
Marty
I was like, what if it's Jim Cornette?
And I said, NXT wins.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's. Do you think he would go to Ring of Honor?
I mean, I think because I have seen him in GCW a few times, I think he'll go anywhere. I think he just wants to wrestle and perform. But I do know that he does have a relationship with Moxley.
Hmm.
I think his style fits in. Yeah, I think his style fits in a lot in Mexico and Japan. He would be a success in Japan as well because he's strong style in a way. Like he can be physical and he can take and give it. So.
So AEW might let him have a deal that he gets to do like what Mox and Jericho do and go to Japan a little bit. Because I don't see him going Japan full time with his wife signed to an NXT contract. I could see him working for another American promotion and they still get to see each other like Adam Cole and Britt Baker kind of thing. But I don't see him moving to Japan. That would be tough. All right, I forgot what I was saying. So another free agent that's out there is Luke Harper.
Yep.
Yes.
Where does Luke
AEW.
Ring of Honor.
Interesting. I say AEW also. Though he'd be really killer in Japan.
Yeah.
So that goes to like that Ring
When
of
he did
Honor.
Dragon Gate, was it Dragon Gate Japan or is it America?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
It was the US version, but he could work Japan and the US though, because they're doing that now.
Right.
And when he was in Dragon, but here's the thing, when he was in Dragon Gate, he was drafted by SEMA. So, and he happens to be an AEW guy.
That
So.
makes
Could work.
sense.
That's how
that
it
makes
works.
sense What about Matt Hardy?
What?
He'll stay.
Delete.
So he stays in WWE.
I guess.
I think so because so many of these guys keep doing this thing where they want to play an angle that they're leaving. I'm not buying any of it until I actually see them.
You waiting? You think he's gonna wait for his brother?
No.
Ooh, his brother's got a long time before he's back, though.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because every time that Jeff's not wrestling, they add more time to his
Yeah.
contract.
Yeah.
Is there an Uso back yet?
Ooh, I have no idea because I haven't been watching. I don't know if they're back. The Usos had signed a long deal anyway. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Who else? Who else? Who else? Do you think Brian Cage is AEW bound?
I hope so because that got me excited when I seen all those rumors about him coming to AEW. They need like I think that it would be perfect for him to be like the muscle for Cody.
Wow.
No, they're not gonna play him like they need him to wrestle like a lot more.
Who?
'Cause like not everybody needs a bodyguard. 'Cause MJF
Yeah,
has
but right
one.
now Brian Cage is hurt.
MJF has one. Chris Jericho has one.
Okay.
Cage, I mean a Cage Mox fight, a Cage Pac fight, a Cage Omega fight. I
Cage
mean,
is bigger
there's so
than.
many good fights they could
And
have.
Cage can move like.
Cage is built like the Incredible freaking Hulk.
Yeah.
And I think he can move like Phoenix.
What? He
He's like
could.
really. He
Well,
can move
because
like
he
really
was
fast.
an agile wrestler before he added all that muscle. He was a high flyer and did crazy stuff. And the only match that I've seen him showcase that recently was when he fought Michael Elgin and stuff.
That match against Johnny Impact, when I think he took the belt from Impact.
Oh
But
yeah,
it's
that
also
was
the
a good
one where
one
he
too.
hurt himself, but that was
Right.
a good match.
Because he took a lot more risks.
Yeah, he took that crazy move that that Impact does onto the fucking concrete or outside of the ring.
Oh, speaking of that, on UK, the one dude, I don't know, is some dude that wears like it's he dresses weird, but
What's
it
that
was
mean?
him versus Trent Seven, and he like picked him up in like the razor's edge and like threw him out of the ring into like the barricade,
Oh,
like out,
Jesus.
like it was like a huge bump, and
Who
then that's
was
what
it?
ended the match. It was like he wears like what is that called, where it's like a
A kilt?
no, like he's got like the straps up for his,
A
like, or it's
singlet?
like a tank top pretty much for sh but he doesn't,
A tank top?
yeah, but it's like a part of his outfit, like
So
it'll
it's like a
match.
singlet, like a really like a Mr.
Yeah,
Perfect singlet.
except they're like pants instead of the shorts.
He wears pants but in a singlet.
Sure.
So overalls.
Pretty much, but it's like
Pretty much
tight
or
and
no?
stuff. Yeah, so yeah.
Like
I don't know what
the
his name
vaudevillains
is.
used to wear? You
Yeah,
said
pretty
he
much. Yeah.
Okay. said he dresses weird,
He
but then
dresses pretty weird.
but do you think Juice dresses weird?
No, Juice is just different. He dresses weird.
This is
Juice
just
gets a
different. I like
What
that.
about the
pass.
Butcher and the Blade?
The leather mask gives me a little creeps, but it's.
They look like some freaky S&M shit.
I like. Which is the one with the monocle? The Butcher?
I don't know. Yeah, the Butcher.
I like the Butcher. The Blade, dude. Lose the mask. I'm with you.
Yeah, there's enough S&M stuff on AEW with them and the Dark Order.
And now we got the Bunny, so I can't complain too much. No. The Bunny's
all
right.
They just need the villain.
That's where Marty belonged. If you were going to bring Marty, he should have been with them. Oh, well.
Maybe they were setting up something, and he said, wait, maybe I can try to connect you with another one.
That's not
going to
happen, Joe.
You're the one who said it, so I'm not the fake news one. You're handing out fake news, too.
Okay.
There's a lot of fake news going around
Andrew
right now.
Andrew hasn't handed out any fake news yet.
This whole segment has turned into fake news.
Andrew hasn't handed out any news.
Mercedes Martinez signing with NXT. Did AEW blow it, or did she just really want to be in the WWE?
I think she wanted to be in WWE.
I think that nobody wants to work in no female wrestler would want to go to AEW until they fix what they have.
Makes sense.
Because why wouldn't you go and work with some of the best in the world in NXT?
Mm-hmm.
Until, like, you know, AEW proves that they can put out decent content for women's wrestling, I don't think you're going to attract many people.
The only way they're going to produce more is if they have a bigger name. One.
But who are they going to get?
They have
freaking
names.
Lana?
No.
They have names?
In my opinion, they have names. We sat here and talked about all they needed was Statlander and things would be good. And it looked like it was going that direction. Statlander was over. And they ruined it 2 weeks ago with that stupid Nightmare Collective thing.
Yeah.
That's what's ruining it.
And that's exactly what's ruining it. Because you know what you do?
You
put like Riho and Sheeta and Big Swole and Statlander out there for your matches. Those are the four you start putting out.
Those
are
the four that were in the ring when it was the Nightmare Collective.
What's that?
I think those were the four that were in the ring.
Soul has Big Swole has not been focused on yet. And that's a mistake.
She was in the ring and saved the.
Yeah, but I mean in a match.
No, yes.
I don't want it to be Britt. And it's nothing. I just don't think Britt is one of the top ones. I think it's those four. I don't want it to be Nyla. I don't want it to be any of those girls. And if you're not going to. I understand they're not focusing on B because she's not there full time. So I get it. They're like, well, it's not fair because they're focusing on Riho and she's never there either. But they could, you know, I don't know. They could do it better. And I think you have Big Swole, you have Statlander, you have Sheeta's proved to me that she's really good. I mean, I don't like her outside the ring chair spot because it's just too fakey. It takes too long for her to do it. You know what I mean? She doesn't do it quick enough to make it seem realistic. But other than that, I love her in the ring.
Do you think it's the fact that Brandy's Cody's wife, so nobody wants to say that's terrible? Like, nobody wants to be the guy that tells him or tells her that this isn't good.
She's the new Stephanie McMahon. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help that they put the Nightmare Collective and then they follow it every week with the Dark Order.
Yeah, and it also doesn't help that they don't have a real wrestler in the team. Like, that Mel girl, she is green as can be. She fought this week and she didn't look like she knew what she was doing. What if you went out there and got, like, I don't know, find somebody. There's got to be another free agent badass, and you put them in the Nightmare Collective. Let's say you went out and got Rosemary, for example, and you threw her in the Nightmare, or Sue Young, and you put them in the Nightmare Collective. All of a sudden, the Nightmare Collective is legit. You look at it like, whoa. But you put some people, Awesome Kong is awesome. She's a legend, but she can't move no more. You know what I mean? She can't wrestle no more. Brandy can't wrestle. So how are we supposed to believe that this is like a really cool faction?
It's fine that Awesome Kong's there because you could say we have Awesome Kong, but she doesn't need to wrestle.
Yeah, not
She's
very much.
She's just there. But as long as it doesn't turn into like any... Right now it's like a Dungeon of Doom thing. They need to fix it.
I agree. It's like Kevin Sullivan stuff, and I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. And it's bringing down Statlander. Statlander was huge 2 weeks ago. Huge. People were so excited for her, and now I think
that's what they should
off.
Do with Britt Baker is shave her head and put her in the group too.
Could you imagine if they shaved Britt Baker's head? That would be
that would put like some faces on them. They'd be like, holy crap, I can't believe it. And then they'd be like, oh, we need to see the Nightmare Collective.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it just gives me nightmares.
What if she joins the Nightmare Collective? Do you think that helps it, or it's not enough at this point? She's just not good enough to
be. She might as well be in there because her matches are like that.
Matches are nightmares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
No offense, but I mean, nothing. I mean, the only times that I've seen her succeed is with Bea Priestley, and it's because Bea's making her look good.
Yeah. You know who my favorite woman there is right now? Penelope Ford. And she's as far away from that women's division as possible, and she's kicking ass just coming out and doing spots here and there with the guys.
Mm-hmm. And she's more interesting. Kip Sabian, Joey Janela thing for her.
Remember? Yeah. It works for me. Her spots are more interesting than some of the matches they're doing. They're playing to her strengths. So I would say
I think they need to get some of these women like some vignettes and stuff in between, and not so much. You don't have to get them all wrestling or getting them on there. You could, maybe start some kind of drama backstage and build on that so people will want to see it.
Yeah. They started trying to do the Nyla Shanna thing, but.
Yeah, that's true. They are trying with the Nyla Shanna thing. The problem is I just don't care.
Yeah.
They're not over to me. To me, like I said, you should be smoking on Big Swole. And they did do a cool vignette on her that made me like her a lot about her past.
But that was on Dark.
Through. Yeah. Exactly. And I like the new Janela. The new Janela's cool. I like that he's kind of this whole, he's kind of goofy and trying to be
cocky.
That 80s guy. I kind of like it. Yeah. It's entertaining.
Yeah. So.
AWS like promise. Uncle. But not the women's division. I hate to say it. They probably have the worst women's division in wrestling right now. I hate to say that too, but I really do.
Worse than Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor doesn't have one anymore, though.
They still had the Botox injection.
Are they still there? Are you sure? Because they lost Kelly Klein. They don't have much of anything.
A couple months ago.
Well, they were tweeting about them.
Okay. Then I guess Ring... Okay, so Ring of Honor's worse. You win.
Thank you.
But
I don't know about that.
I almost don't count them anymore. Like MLW probably already has a better division than them.
And New Japan's got a... At least starting... Like,
well, when they have one. Yeah, they don't have one yet. And Impact, despite Tessa, still has an incredible... division. So
is Tessa a part of the men's division too?
See, that's the problem you've created. So if Taya beats her, is Taya the world champion?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I bet if she can beat Tessa, they wouldn't let her beat Sami Callihan though. That's what doesn't make sense though.
Well, according to people, Tessa Blanchard likes to spit on people as much as Sami, so
ouch. Ouch! Oh, well. That's what happened.
Did Ricochet say that?
No, not Ricochet. Did
Poor Ricochet.
Joe doesn't know about what happened with her.
Oh, okay. Probably
because
better
he doesn't have social media.
Yeah.
Probably
better. Let's just say a lot is coming out about poor Tessa.
Poor Tessa.
And it sounds like it's not poor Tessa. Tessa's a mean girl.
Yeah. But don't worry, Allison Kay's putting her in her place. Detroit style.
I saw... What's Thunder Rosa's partner in NWA?
Marty Bell.
Marty Bell was posting that she's looking for bookings on Twitter yesterday. Do you think she's out of NWA?
I don't think it matters.
I thought NWA. She was pretty good.
She's not better than one thing. Yeah. Like, I don't think she needs to stay in NWA. NWA doesn't really count as wrestling to me.
Oh, she could get more time.
It's just a normal TV show.
Yeah, I guess she get more exposure than she would on the indies that aren't on TV at all. You know what I mean? Or even though this isn't on TV, they're working on a TV deal. So interesting. Yeah. I can't think of any. Is there any other big free agent name we're not thinking of? Bandito.
I think.
Signed with Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he re-signed with Ring of Honor.
Okay.
I seen that somebody said Effie from GCW, which is really good. I think he's a good.
What's that? What's the dude with the man bun?
The guy that comes down. He's the gay wrestler that comes down the goodbye yellow brick road.
The spikes on his.
He's like hardcore and stuff.
Yeah.
And he does some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be an interesting signing for anyone.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
because he's got the moves and stuff, but he's also vicious. Like, he does some crazy stuff, and he can get into hardcore matches, and he can actually have a really good wrestling match too.
Nice. Chris Bay, he's out there.
He would be good.
Those are the main ones I can think of.
It's hard to tell because WWE doesn't have like the list of their guys that are coming up. But
oh no.
Because we could say, oh, we want the Revival, but chances are they're going to re-sign.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't bring them up because we've been talking about them for almost a year now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, anybody in WWE, I don't think they're going to, until they outright release them and their contract runs up, like Sin Cara or Luke Harper, then I'll project that. But other than that, they're all coming back.
So none of them are going to Dean Ambrose, like you did pull a John Moxley?
The only way you can do that is that you just end your contract like Dean Ambrose. Just say, I'm going to work to the end of my contract. And then when you do that, you can show up the next night. You don't have nothing to hold you back.
Yeah. But Dean also could have got nailed with a do not compete clause. They sometimes do that. That's what happened to Arn Anderson, by the way. That's why it took so long for Arn Anderson to come out and be Cody's like coach. He was still waiting out that period.
Right, and that's why Rhino had to wear that mask for the time that he made the appearance and Impact. Rhino. Everybody knew it was Rhino, but because he didn't see his face, they could be like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That was actually him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was him.
You were saying.
He said it was him.
Yeah. So... yeah, I think most of the... you have to... Dean Ambrose is special. First of all, he was a big enough star. He's a former WWE World Champion. So he has a little more clout to get a lot of money from AEW. Some of these other guys think they're going to get so much money from AEW, and then they get the actual offer, and they're like, oh, maybe I should stay here. You know what I mean?
I think somebody needs a Buddy Murphy.
Ooh, Buddy Murphy would be awesome. But his wife is there. You know, all those things come into play when you think about that.
Oh, Alexa Bliss?
Alexa
Bliss.
I don't
think they're a thing anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought they still were. Maybe not.
I'm not sure.
Or is she with the other one?
Here's
the Blake dude.
Yeah, she, for his roommate, because you watch too many pornos.
No, Blake, because they were a tag team.
Yeah, tag it in, bro.
She wasn't with Blake. Blake's an ugly fucker.
Yeah, they were a tag team.
They're the Forgotten Sons.
Yeah. That's where they had their kids.
Blake and Murphy.
Blake and Murphy, I remember. Okay. Blake and Murphy and their little valet became more popular than both of them, I hate to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So, but that's I can't think of any other free agent. I didn't watch MLW. I heard it's very important that I watch next week, but I just haven't had a chance.
We have to watch the final. Isn't it finals next week? Opera Cup.
You know your boy Will is fighting in Florida in a week or next week or whatever. He's fighting for at ROH show. You might get that, huh?
And so is Jay White.
Ooh, are you going to get an ROH pay-per-view? Are you going to pay money?
Might have to. It's a Marty show.
Is it included on their...
I don't know the answer to that.
Is it on Fight?
Because that's what I'll look at first.
Yeah, there you go. Just pay the $9.99.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's possible it is. I don't know the answer to that. I have not followed ROH at all.
Because the Bullet Club is having a party in Florida that weekend, too. So they're all going to be there.
Yeah,
are
so
they
who
trying
knows
to do a Florida
up?
Thing? Because... NXT's in Florida. Like a Balor? Wait, what do you mean by party?
They're like renting out some nightclub
slash
bar.
Like for fans to show up. And
they've got a DJ and everything. Yeah,
so it's
a meet and greet thing.
So
it's not televised. But I mean, they might have cameras there to like show little highlights later on a show or something.
It's a thing for fans to meet them while they're in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, you never know. A Balor could show up.
It's not a wrestling thing.
Did you guys see like some of those pictures that leaked from the AEW New Year's party? And like Adam Cole was there and a bunch of other people were there. Renee Young was there.
That's fine because it's Mox.
Yeah, because she was there with Mox. So they were at that party.
Adam Cole was there because of
because of Baker. Britt. Like, you'll, like, see a picture of them all celebrating, and in the background you'll see, like, Cole with someone else talking at the bar.
Just a picture of Adam Cole and Chris Jericho.
Probably. It's probably from that same party. If there's anybody from NXT that, if the money was right, would jump, I think it's Cole. I really do. I think he truly has some friendships over there that he would consider.
He does, definitely with the Bucks.
Like, a real friendships. Like, he would, like, Bucks, definitely want to be with my boys. And he would consider, but they'd have to give him a lot because WWE has him in a beautiful spot right now. So, who knows? That's it. That's all I got for this week. It was, other than that, I think it was kind of a quiet week. Not a lot of big shows. Just your regular Wednesday shows. I watched NWA. Oh, I watched Scott Steiner. That was cool until he actually had to start wrestling, and then it wasn't so cool anymore. His promo was cool. Talked about all the people he was going to beat the shit out of in the front row.
You should never give Scott Steiner a live mic.
Not only did they give him a mic, they gave him a mic for a while. And said, what do you think?
I guess that's the dumbest stuff.
Is it like a Roderick Strong mic? Or is it like when you give Roderick?
No, Roderick Strong puts you to sleep. Scott Steiner's just like a drunken sailor, man.
Yeah. Just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, with a bunch of bad words, and now he's going to kick your ass.
And then other times he's trying to teach you math and stuff, and be like, 2 and 2 is 4, and this, and you're like, whoa, he really is making sense if you listen to it. But you're like,
and then you listen to it.
Why are you saying this, though? Yeah.
So he's entertaining. Roderick Strong puts me to sleep.
That's Scott good. Steiner went to Michigan, too.
Yeah.
Did he actually go? I thought it was Michigan State. Are you sure?
No,
it was
Michigan.
They used to come out with the varsity jackets.
Yeah.
I remember Rick did, but I didn't know Scott did.
Yeah, and actually, here's a George the Animal Steel was the head wrestling coach at the University of Michigan.
Wow.
Wow.
Impressive. Impressive. We don't have any of that out west. Sorry.
Nope. You don't have guys rubbing on each other with their ass feet. I don't believe that shit. I know how I see all those. No, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm telling you, nope.
I've seen those things, those Sheriff Joe people.
Oh, Sheriff Joe people? Yeah. It's funny. My daughters don't like wrestlers. They said, nope, no wrestlers. They get back acne. That's what they told me.
Steroids.
Well, I guess we can call it a night. We'll be back next week. Hopefully we'll have some fun stuff to talk about. Talk about the cruise, a little NXT. What's it called? Opera Cup? Is that the name of it?
A little bash at the beach, a little Opera Cup. No. Maybe
Marty at NWA.
Nobody watches that say. Show?
Is that on Tuesday's show it's supposed to be? Oh.
Is it Into the Fire?
Oh, yeah, because Flip Gordon's fighting...
Oh, Nick Aldis
at the pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view, yeah.
You said the talk is a Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally is.
Is he a better booker than Kenny?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. We don't have enough time. Let's call it a night.
And we're all out of time, guys.
Next week.
next week's show. All right. Well, you can follow us
at Real Comics.
At Indie Alley. You can follow Fred at... Comics Fred. You can follow me at Indie Alley. You can find our podcast at thenerdylegion.com.
Follow him at Indie Alley.
Follow
him at Indie Alley.
Follow us into the alley. all right. And on that note, I got nothing else to say because you guys just bombed me.
Do we have an outro still? Or no? No? Okay.
What?
Do we still do that? Wrestling is real.
I don't know. Do you want to do that?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Do it.
Go. You're not participating.
We don't congratulate.
We out.